know if you have a coworker like we do. It's 99.7 DJX who will casually walk over to your workstation and just start chatting. For us, his name's Jack.
You're talking about Jack, right?
Yeah. So he comes over and he was like, yeah, so I was getting my, I had to like reset my Wi-Fi and get a new network and all this stuff. And so he was looking at all the networks that were available within his, like, I guess, space there at his house. And he chuckled because of some of the interesting names that he saw. And one of them being Blood for the Blood Gods was the name of the network.
What in the world is happening at that house?
And that's what he said. He was like, what? What?
What in the sacrificing lambs is going on over there?
Who do I live near?
What is happening?
And so, and you know, as he's telling me this, our engineer walks by and he was like, I've had pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
That's fantastic. That's my favorite.
And I'm like, all right. Okay, I see what we're doing here.
That's great.
And so I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I just have kind of our name or just some random, like, key code, network code.
Yeah, whatever
that generic.
It was when they plugged it in, that's what it is.
Yeah, and now
like,
I'm beginning to think
it,
that I'm boring.
Oh.
And so we were just chatting amongst ourselves, and he goes, you know, I remember one of my neighbors had FBI Mobile Command.
So oh.
Yeah, and our engineer was telling us this. FBI Mobile Command. Oh, no. I'm remembering it wrong. He said he labeled their Wi-Fi at work or their network at work with FBI Mobile Command, and he had to change it because his boss was like, they're going to think, like, we're going to get in trouble.
Oh. do you think it's kind of like impersonating an officer?
I don't know. FBI Mobile Command. But, yeah.
But I understand why you would want to do that, kind of, like, deter people from, like, trying to steal the Wi-Fi.
Or, yeah, jump on the Wi-Fi using that name, yeah. And I think it's funny because we've played a commercial for, like a job site or whatever, mm-hmm. where it's like, our intern changed it to New England Clam Router. And it always makes me chuckle every time I hear
too.
Yes, I always chuckle whenever I hear that. And
I just never thought for one second that that was something we needed to do. Just like plugged it in. It had a name. Great. That's the one we know we need to use.
Yeah.
That's what yeah.
Yeah. And apparently we're boring.
Oh, okay. All right.
Another one of our coworkers has no viruses here.
I like that.
Yeah. Which,
that's cute.
I don't know if that's inviting. Like, hey, steal our Wi-Fi. No viruses here.
Yeah, that almost feels like an invitation.
Or if that,
it does.
Or if that's one of those, like...
Come over.
Where are we going?
Around. It's a surprise. Do you like surprises?
That is so creepy.
Okay.
That sounds like a horror movie. You
everybody's
just play it.
That's so funny. Everybody's texting in and saying at like FBI van or FBI surveillance van.
CIA van.
Yes,
number
CIA
two.
Van. Yes, exactly. That is funny. That is funny.
Wow.
Like your neighbor's Wi-Fi or things like that when you try to connect to a public space especially,
yeah.
You can see some of the people who are around you.
Tony the welder says my buddy has had Hufflepuff common room.
Oh, that's funny.
That's cute.
That's funny. Yeah. Sean was like, our network was we'll exchange password for food.
Oh, that's great.
That just kind of puts
that
it out there.
That is another invitation.
That is, right? Right? Hey, listen. Hey, I tell you what.
Come in here.
Hey.
Hey. You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
You want our Wi-Fi for free? You gotta give me food. It's a little give and take. It's a little give and take. What do you say?
Oh, so we got a screenshot sent to us by Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi is the name.
Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi. I like that. I tell you what, 502-795-1997 is our number. So yeah, we were just talking about network names because we're nerds over here and that's all about tech talk.
Wi-Fi network names.
On 99.7 DJX.
Christy says ours is Babe Cave.
Babe Cave. That's funny.
I like that.
My mom, who's listening on the stream, texted me and said, one of my neighbors has your house hacker.
Oh, wow.
As their Wi-Fi name.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, don't connect to that.
Nope.
Because, yeah.
I love it. Tattooed Mexicans rolling in with the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Nacho Wi-Fi, white woman, and fat kitty.
That's funny. Colleen has tell my Wi-Fi love her. That's funny. And then
that's great.
And then the land before
the
time.
The land, L-A-N, before
yes.
time.
These are funny.
I love that. I love the screenshots, like, proven. Like, yeah, yep, that's what it really says.
Yeah, this is what it is. Yeah, these Wi-Fi network names. And well, it just goes to show that I am boring. And apparently you're boring, too,
I'm boring,
Kelly.
Too, because I just, whatever it was, when we plugged it in, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that was it.
That's what it stayed. We yeah. didn't. Think to
rename
try to
it.
Rename it. Maybe we should.
Named invaders. That's funny.
Named invaders.
Yeah, I guess. That's funny. Yeah, so these little Wi-Fi names, our coworker was like Blood for the Blood Gods popped up when he was renaming his. And
that is like, what in the world is happening over there?
What is happening there? And then Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi was another one that one of our coworkers was all about. So anyways, 502-795-1997. But yeah, those are some good ones.